This is the first explosion, silent on video, but deadly. At least one person killed at a Jerusalem bus station, 14 others injured. Israeli police believe a bag containing explosives was left at the scene and detonated from some distance by mobile phone. A short time later, across the city in the suburb of Ramot, a second explosion. This time, explosives packed into a motorbike, the metal guardrail taking most of the blast, absorbing nails and bolts wrapped around it to cause maximum casualties. Police believe these were coordinated attacks.
It's been years since there's been attacks like these on the transport system in Jerusalem. A very dangerous development, say government and security officials.
Israel's security minister visited both scenes for an update, and as he left, he spoke to Al Jazeera.
Very difficult, if I may say, two terrorist attacks. There's no question that there was a synchronization between them. Whether it was one terrorist or several terrorists, we don't know yet, but I'm sure that we'll find them, we'll catch them, dead or alive. It might take days or weeks, but we will catch them.
Both areas are blanketed by security cameras. Footage is now being reviewed. Even the smallest detail is being scanned for clues. The explosions follow months of tensions in the occupied West Bank between Israelis and Palestinians and echo a series of attacks on the transport system between 2000 and 2005. Security patrols on buses have now been stepped up. The Palestinian group Hamas, speaking from Gaza, praised the attacks but stopped short of saying it was behind them. The man expected to be appointed the new security minister in the next cabinet, ultra-nationalist politician Itamar Ben-Gvir, called for a hard line against those behind the attacks.
We have to strike a price for this terrorism. I say it clearly, we need to back up our soldiers and our policemen and return to targeted killings of those responsible.
The buses were soon back running as normal. But the feeling in the city after the twin attacks is anything but. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.